Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the SansPants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
This is the comedy pop culture podcast where we ask the important questions like, how would you use the Blue Beetle powers?
Everybody's seen Blue Beetle, by which I mean I
haven't.
Yeah, well, yeah. No. Not many people have seen Blue Beetle.
Well,
fair enough.
This room is probably in the minority of the world because yeah. Two out of three people in this room, 66.66666 recurring percent, have seen Blue Beetle.
Absolutely. Huh. I'm not happy I saw it. I wish I didn't see it, but here we are.
Our boy Jaime's got a bug on his back, and it's fucked him up.
He's in trouble.
I thought it was well-received.
It might have been well-received by people who like comic book movies like us.
Yeah, we love a comic book
We're
movie.
We're huge comic book guys.
Avengers. Dude. Batman.
I love Darth Vader. Yeah. He's cool.
Darth Vader.
I like Uncanny X-Men.
X-Men, I like.
Strangers in Paradise.
Mystery Bible of
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Bone.
Jeff Smith's Bone.
Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, they're great.
We love it all.
The Contract with God for trilogy.
And if you're listening to this in the audio
we're one of
thing,
the audio cocks. We're pointing stuff out that's in on the set.
Yeah.
Okay? So you got to watch it if you
Lion
want this
cats
extra.
Over there. A
lovely drawing
yes.
Ethan did of us.
Yeah. That's true. Who Dares Wins?
The board game.
A picture of a smoking rat. I don't know. It was in that PO box.
Someone sent us.
I don't know.
I don't know if I made this part up about the smoking rat. So there's in the set behind us, there's a smoking rat drawing somebody sent us. Now, I remember you saying, Zamet, that it came with a note where they were like, thank you for supporting my craft.
Yeah, thank you for supporting small businesses, basically. So
what?
Did we buy the smoking rat accidentally?
And it was addressed to you.
It was. What did you do? In the fugue state, I guess.
Smoking rat.
I imagine
bye.
You were having a tired day. It was probably hot outside. Yeah. You probably had your belly on some cool tiles.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And then you were just scrolling through Facebook or something.
Yeah.
You got a suggested ad for a smoking rat. You went, ooh, smoking rat.
Awesome rats, you Googled.
Lying there prone, neck to one of these ones, scrolling through. That is an awesome rat.
I want that rat.
Buy that rat.
And then here it
later?
Is. Huh?
Honey,
did I buy a smoking rat painting? So, Blue Beetle.
Yes.
Yeah. The plot of the movie is...
Jaime's back from Gotham City, where he went to university.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, was he in the... No, that was Nolan verse. I was like, did he see the football field that fell in hole?
Nah, wrong universe. Yeah. But
nice
maybe.
Try.
If he watched The Dark Knight on television, he might have. Dark Knight Rises, sorry. I'm so sorry. I made a mistake.
I'm embarrassed for you, so I'm pushing ahead. So he gets... he tries to get a job at Korg Industries, okay? Mm-hmm. Or Korg.
Yeah, it's
Korg. Korg Industries.
Like
no, Korg.
Korg, not Korg.
Like K-O-R-D.
Yeah, because Korg is the guy from Thor.
Korg. Yeah. And if he was related to the Korg family, his name would be Korg Korg. Yeah.
Fucking hell, Thor. It's me, the Rock Man. Oh, piss.
That is what he says in the movie. Anyway, so then our good friend, he gets a package that he's got to look after. It's not really a job, but they're like, look after this package.
Well, no, what happens is...
Is that a job?
Jackson's glossed over a couple of things, but basically, it's a bit important.
Let's see if it is important.
Okay.
Go on.
All right.
So Jaime meets a person that Ted Cord's daughter.
Yeah.
Jenny? Jennifer.
Sure. Let's call her the J-Dog.
Yeah, yeah. J-Dog.
J-Dog Cord. Cord.
Yeah.
Meets her at when he's a cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's getting absolutely chewed out by the CEO of Cord.
Yeah.
Which is her aunt.
Major babe, Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
Damn.
She's a hottie. Right.
She's so attractive. It's crazy, dude. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Va va boom.
I'm losing my mind over
awooga,
here.
Awooga, grabbing your shoe, hitting
your
head.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy because off mic, you were like, I'm over gilfs.
I did say that. Yeah. We were having a conversation in the kitchen vis-a-vis my position on gilfs.
Yes.
But actually, thinking about it, Susan Sarandon, she's gilfing it. Maybe I got to reconsider my position on gilfs.
To fill everyone in entirely, Jackson was like, yeah, unfortunately, I don't like a lot of things that go against my brand.
Like stuff you would imagine I would like.
So things that me loving would be on brand, but unfortunately, eggs, I don't like them.
Eggs, jelly.
Yeah.
You said eggs, jelly, and then pickled onions.
Yeah.
And then you were like, gilfs.
Yeah, because I mean, I seem like a gilf guy. Mm. I think I have gilf guy energy.
Well, you're... If Susan's coming a knocking,
dude, I am opening the door. Come on in, Susan. Take a seat.
Va va voom.
Va va voom. I really wish I could take off my shoe and hit myself in the head with it. It's killing me.
Mine?
Yeah, give me your shoe. I hit myself in the head with it like a horny cartoon.
Here you go. Here is my.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, that's good.
That felt awesome.
I hope Susan sees this, man.
Yeah, she's like, me too, dude. That guy's horny like a cartoon wolf for me. I gotta track that guy down. Wow. What a compliment, though, for somebody to be horny like a cartoon wolf for you. Like tongue rolling down the, you know, onto the table, eyes bugging out.
That man is so attracted to me that they are just throwing the laws of physics out the fucking window.
What is it? You're so horny that you need to hit your head to calm yourself down because your brain's fizzing with
it's
sex
hormones.
It's gotten
too hot. Too hot and full of cum.
Too much sexual energy you're radiating from.
You got to whack it out of your head with a shoe.
That is awesome.
That's me with Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, surely she uses YouTube and could come across this.
I think it's possible. I think her people might.
Yeah.
No, she might get a memo on her desk. Susan, there's a guy who's horny like a cartoon. R.E., horny like a cartoon dog.
For you.
For you, and then a link. Horny like a cartoon dog. Not even a wolf. Horny like a cartoon dog is bad. That's a bad kind of horny. Cartoon wolf is whacking himself in the head with a shoe. Cartoon dog's humping your leg.
Yeah.
I'm both.
Yeah.
Like, I'm both. Yeah. Well, Susan Sarandon, I'm both.
That's the self-introspection there. I saw you go to the Jackson-shaped hole in your head and went, shit, I'm both.
That's me. Anyway, Jaime meets J Cord.
Yeah.
When Susan Sarandon Cord is screaming at her. Jaime breaks it up.
Yep. Damn you, niece. You're no good.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, because of that, niece is like, come see me at work
tomorrow. I can give you a job at Cord.
Because you showed a backbone, you interject, you seem like a good person.
Okay.
You then go, so that part, not that important. But this next part that Jackson glossed over, a bit important.
What job does JK have? Cord have?
I think she's just kind of nebulously, because she's family, she just nebulously works she's there as manager.
Yeah, so it's a Nepo company.
Big time.
It's a plot point in the film, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason Susan Sarandon's bad.
Yeah.
Sure.
So Susan Sarandon started the company with her dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Ted was just like floating around doing other...
So Grand Korg.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Grand Korg and Susan Cord started the company.
Yeah.
And it was like a weaponsy kind of thing.
Okay. Then Ted
and
Cord.
Ted was just interested in inventions.
And because Ted Cord, he's the regular Blue Beetle.
Second,
Blue Beetle dose. Yeah.
He's Blue Beetle 2.
He couldn't hook into the Blue Beetle.
Yes.
So instead, he just made gadgets that were Blue Beetle themed.
He's Blue Beetle Batman, basically.
Okay, so who's Blue Beetle Un?
That's a guy.
Grant something?
Yeah, who got hunked into the Blue Beetle.
Okay.
And then we don't know what happened to him.
And that's in the movies?
It's canon, but you don't see him in the movie.
Right.
He died. He's dead.
I think so. Yeah.
All right. Rest in peace, Blue Beetle Un.
Yeah, so Jaime rolls into Cord the next day. Mm-hmm. Tries to go have a meeting, but at the same time, Ted's daughter, Cord, who Jaime's meant to be having a meeting with, runs out of the building and is like, I can't see you right now. What's going on? Look, if you want a job, your one job's this. Take care of this box. Don't open it. Don't touch it.
Yeah. All right.
So I guess would we open that box? Yeah, me too.
Straight away.
Yeah,
I'd open it right then and there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Did she say don't open it?
What is it? Yeah, she's like, don't open it. Uh-huh. Don't look at it. Protect it with your life.
Of course I will. Wait.
What's in it?
Hang on. How attracted am I to Lady Korg?
I don't know if you're hitting yourself in the head like a cartoon wolf, but you know, she's pretty. Jaime's kind of into it.
Yeah, well, he's very much. That is also a plot point.
Am I currently single?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ready to mingle.
And ready to mingle? How long is it? What's the dry spell?
It's been about 5 years.
Fuck! I am not opening that box!
Yeah. It's been 5 years. You've had some tough times.
I think the problem would be...
My horny brain's kicking. I am the cartoon wolf. Yeah. And I'm hitting myself with not opening that box.
That's fair.
I think the moment that says protect it with your life... Yeah. I would be scared that opening it could end my life.
That is fair, actually. Okay. But I would, I might not open it, but I might rattle it around.
I might do, maybe, yeah, you'd rattle around and be like kind of what you used to do, you know, in Christmas time when it was like, oh, look, a little corner's coming undone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The corner's a bit open.
Oh, no, the whole thing came apart.
Oh, no,
I can fit one figure in. Oh, and a second. Oh, it's just, I'm just opening it up, but I'm just having a peek.
Mom, I don't know what happened. The rat's got out. I don't know what else.
A bit of rat or something.
But now that it's open, I better play Mario Kart 64.
Yeah, Mom, the Grinch rat's opened my present, but don't worry. I've saved Christmas by setting up the Nintendo 64 you got me. Come watch me play Banjo-Kazooie.
I'm so good at it.
So, yeah. Yeah, if I think there would be a chance of like macking out with this lady, I probably would do my best behavior to not open said thing and protect it. But I am a curious
an outsider, I think what happens is, Zammit, you do open it because you would need to know. Jackson, provided that you survive the 5 minute window of putting the box down, you will not open it because you will forget about
it. Here's the problem, though. Do I manage to get it out of the building before putting it down?
I better protect this with my life. I better put this box down to do up my shoes. Oh, a sandwich would be good.
Where's a nearest sandwich? That's funny because the place is getting into lockdown. Where's the nearest sandwich in this factory or whatever?
You know, it's getting locked down, but is the cafeteria still open?
But if I want a sandwich, so importantly, the box is a hamburger box, like from a takeaway hamburger place. So I'm going to put it down, tie up my shoe and be like, I could go a hamburger, and then look and be like, whoa! Today's like the luckiest day of my life.
So Shep, like, I'm just going straight to like Macca's. I'm like
handing it in.
No, I'm like, I will protect this. I'll go with burger though.
Yeah, that's fair.
Burger first, then we are protecting. Well, we're still protecting the life.
You are in a tricky situation.
Going to get a burger.
Well, you might get confused as which one has the blue beetle in it and which one has a hamburger.
Time to take a nice bite out of my burger. Wow, blue beetle. So in the drive-thru.
Yeah, you're in the drive-thru. I'm still in the factory.
Okay. So I guess. So what happens when you open the? Is it like a zipper thing?
No,
it's literally like a
box.
And so it's not even
imagine
like
a donut, like a Krispy Kreme donut box.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And it's just loose in there. With some chips. So
I
don't know.
I might think it's the burger. I would just avoid it.
Burgers look weird now. They look like blue beetles.
Clang!
Is this one of them blue beetle promotions?
Tie in for the movie Blue Beetle? Wait, what do you mean I'm in the movie Blue Beetle?
Where would you open it, JD?
You know what? If it was in like a secure box, no. But knowing that I could probably sneak a peek and there would be no consequences.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that it gets handed to me in a rough manner makes me think, okay, it's not fragile.
Yeah, not so, or whatever's in there's not so precious. When would you open it?
Probably wait till I get home.
Okay, fair enough.
So exactly what happens, except my family wouldn't be involved.
Yeah.
Basically what happens in the movie, he'd go home and he's like, they're like, how was work? And he was like, that was crazy. I don't know. I just have to protect this. And they're like, what's inside? And he was like, I was told not to open it. And then the family take it off him and they're like,
open the box.
It's the blue freaking noodle. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay. So when you open it,
they'll take turns touching it. And then Jaime touches it and it jumps on his face. And then they keep making jokes that it goes into his asshole.
Yeah. Which it might, because it does go inside him. So actually, I guess it does go in his asshole.
I would think that it phases through his back.
Burrows into his skin, maybe?
That's where it is when you see it.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
So we have to assume, for the sake of the episode, that the Blue Beetle, because it must
chooses
be, it
us.
Chooses us.
Uh-huh. Didn't choose Ted. Suck shit, Ted. Picked
it chose
us.
Got, in the yeah. different three different yeah, yeah. timelines or whatever. It chose us. So now okay. it goes. It scans you. Uh-huh. It goes in you. Uh-huh, not no, up the butthole, no. probably.
Yeah.
It goes in you. Then it's in
King
your back.
Quest, yes.
And then it starts sending like wires up into your brain to interface with you. Okay. And then it runs through a bunch of like tests.
Mm-hmm.
Where it like flies into the sky.
Uh huh. Well, my car's ruined, I feel. Yes. I feel this is a, you know, I'm eating like, I'm just driving.
Yeah.
One hand with a cheeseburger, other hand being like, what's in that Beetle. Box? Open the box. Yeah. What's that? Eyes off the road. Maybe I'll be, okay, yeah, burger in my mouth.
Yeah.
Hand on the steering wheel, mm-hmm. picking up the Beetle.
Well, you crash okay. your car, yeah.
yeah. I got blue beetled. Car veering off and
but
then I go up.
Blue beetles. Yeah, so it depends on how quick you crash your car.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
blue beetle's whole thing is that it protects
okay.
the person it, yes, that's true. That it's paired with.
Okay. But it does go up. So it depends on where you are on the road. You better not be driving at speed. And
no,
then...
it'd be after, like, so we got after Macca, so yeah. probably in, like, around, you know, maybe suburb area. Yeah, okay. I reckon, like, 40Ks.
All right.
But there's roundabouts.
yeah. You're still losing your car.
Oh,
but it's
yeah.
not
there's
gonna...
a big hole I feel in the roof now.
Yeah. As you fly out into space.
Yeah.
Literally space.
More cool. Oh, where's the, what happened?
You have like a Deadpool style mask over
okay.
your face.
What happened to the burger I was eating?
Yeah.
I would imagine it broke up on exit off planet Earth.
Damn.
I don't think the burger, unless
in my mouth,
unless the desire for the Blue Beetle to protect you extends to the hamburger.
Okay,
well, then it's in case
it jumps
like
on
a,
his face, right?
Yeah,
but then it crawls onto his back.
Oh, crawls on. So he would have okay. Would have smashed my burger. yeah, I had a burger on my face.
Over the burger.
So I got burger juice everywhere.
Yeah,
like a bit of tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Just dripping down my face,
or like coming out of the suit's fabric or something. Yeah. What do you think going to space would do to you?
Well, he does it so quick that I don't think that would be... Would obviously, you... the trauma of everything else that happened.
Yeah.
I think the fact that you were in space for a couple of moments doesn't actually register.
It does seem quite painful, too, to become the Blue Beetle.
I'm thinking my car about, like to be so honest, funny. That's the first thing. Oh, I'm thinking of two things. One... my lunch, and two, my car, and like I can't process anything else right now. This seems too much for
the
me.
The Blue Beetle jumping on your face.
My lunch. My car.
Into space, looking down. My car.
And then my car, and then looking into the like the horizon, and being like, oh,
I'm in space. Because then you rock it back down to Earth.
That's the infinite nothing. Oh no.
Oh no. Where's my car though? Then
licking up a bit of sauce on my lip,
The Blue Beetle lands, and a bus nearly hits him, but his wings come out, and they kind of bisect the bus to protect him, because you can't, well, you're a Blue Beetle, the suit will try and protect you from death.
Thank God, okay. I think I would be too freaked out, I'm stunned, like a stunned mullet.
Yeah.
I'm just in the middle of the road being like, ah!
That's pretty much what happens in the movie.
Interesting,
though, that the suit does have, like, upper limits. If it takes too much damage, it has to reboot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem to be that much damage.
No. You get punched a couple of times and you're fucked.
Punched by a big guy, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Wings come out. It bisects a bus.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm down running.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm now fearful of maybe now I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I just am scared that I'm going to be fine.
Like public transport authority.
Yeah,
pick up for you
I'm just
something.
Scared now Johnny that Boss. My insurance doesn't cover this. So I'm just going to start hoofing it.
Yeah, that's fair. Heel Toe Express, you're just going to run through the city.
Yeah.
Where are you going? You don't know.
No, I'm just going to, wherever the bus is going, the opposite way.
So these are the powers of the Blue Beetle outfit.
Okay.
It protects you in any way from dying to the best of its ability. This can be with a shield. It can be with an energy sword. You can make any weapon you want.
So like Green Lantern style.
Green Lantern style.
All right.
It heals you.
It heals you.
Okay.
It also kind of fuses with your brain, so you can like, take over. And then the Blue Beetle suit will do stuff for you.
Like if Jarvis lived in Iron Man's actual brain rather than just in
like,
his helmet.
Yeah. If I said to Remy... the rat.
Okay, all right.
I've had it, little rat man.
Yeah.
My body is yours.
My body, your body.
That's a lot of responsibility for a rat. What would a rat do with my eyes?
So just check out?
Yeah, just turn your brain off.
So, yeah, what happens? Am I present? If I'm like,
well, you watch it happen.
You're like a moan movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I guess so.
You are present, and it will listen to your orders. So,
what if I don't give it?
Then you'll
orders?
Probably just be stationary, I imagine, because it doesn't really want much in and of itself.
Yeah, it just wants to be bonded with you.
Yeah, and nice. Over time as well, like it is a sentient thing. So over time, it kind of you become pals a little bit, and it kind of it fuses with you. So it kind of becomes like you, I think, in a way.
My first thing, I'd be running, and I try to like either deliberately or unconsciously is run towards water.
Okay,
again, water is very calming for me. I like seeing an
you
ocean
do like
or
the
a
ocean.
River,
yeah, that's true,
especially in times of crisis. It's just nice to put my feet in the water and figure out what I'm doing with my life. That's what I tend to do. I like doing that.
I get it.
So I guess I'm on a pier or at least on a beach. And if I can make a weapon, I'm making a fishing rod.
Oh, blue beetle fishing. You're going to kill some fish.
The idea of just like a lot of yelling, cutting a boss in half and then just running away and then just going and just throw.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, what's happening?
Chaos happening behind you.
Just like, secretly putting my little toesies in the water, then the little voice of it being like, I can make any weapon you want.
Weapon?
Yeah, anything you want.
I guess a hook on the end of a fishing rod's a weapon.
Does it need to be a weapon? Can it be anything? Because we could just
Can be anything, because in the movie, Jaime, he doesn't want to kill. So he makes like
stun blasts.
Stun blasts, sonic booms. He makes like a, I don't know what you call it, like a staple gun. He staples guys to the ground.
I'd be like, all right, let's go for a bit of a fish. And then it flies, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And I'm guessing it would know and scan and stuff. So if I'm like, hey, let's have a nice relaxing fishing trip.
Yeah.
It might then maybe
fly you to a beautiful tropical island.
I don't know if
something?
I would be expecting this.
Yeah, like, until you calibrate with it, it can be dangerous.
Yeah,
I just wish I was somewhere relaxing.
And then just like start hovering an inch above the water. We will find the fish for you. What do you mean?
Oh my God. Gigantic net goes out, just electrocutes all the fish, drags them in. I don't want this.
10,000 fish just for you.
Like fish aren't in and of themselves relaxing. Actually, this many fish together is giving me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, it's the journey. It's the journey of being
also
in a
like,
boat.
Tell you, because he doesn't really get what's happening with the blue beetle suit. So the idea of it rocketing you across the ocean to an island and then just stopping and you're like, am I stranded? Am I going to die? And also, when does it, I don't know, remind me, JD, when does it leave? Because when it leaves, you're just naked. Because it burns up your clothes when you go blue beetle mode. So the idea of it rocketing to an island, disappearing, and you're like, I am nude on a tropical.
I can't remember what causes it to vanish the first
time. I think maybe it just once it's calibrated, it just turns off.
So there I am. My fishing rod is gone. I've got 10,000 dead fish. My cock's out.
Wow. I am not relaxed.
I just had a passing thought like, it's been a while since I went fishing. That would be nice. And now I'm here.
Well, that's
where
also,
am I?
That's also a bad spot to be because Cord. So what? Further the plot in the film, Jaime meets up with Cord again and is like, what the fuck have you given me? What's going on? It's on my back now.
Okay.
But you're on a desert island.
Yeah. No one knows where you've gone.
Where?
Cord probably gets shot?
Yeah, I guess so.
Beetle thing, where are you?
And there's also no mirrors, so you won't be able to tell it's on your back.
It seems really hard for Jaime to activate it intentionally.
I can't itch it?
No, but it does itch, apparently.
It does itch. So I guess I'd itch. Okay. Yeah. Is it? I'm ballooning it. I'm going to the nearest tree.
Yeah, that's fair.
And the moment you scratch against it, you'll know you've got it.
Oh, what is this? No. That's a lot of metal in my spine.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. What would you do then?
A lot of okay.
Blue beetle, go.
It looks like has it called itself blue beetle?
No.
Know what a what does it give itself
it's
a name?
It's a scarab.
It's a scarab.
Does it call itself I am scarab?
I don't think it names itself.
No,
it
does
have a name like Kachim or something.
It's got like a one of those names,
superhero
like
with a couple of apostrophes going on,
And Kalashim or something. It's from space.
Does it tell me that when we first met?
No, unfortunately.
When I'm like, okay, this is weird. It'd be nice to go fishing. And then there's a voice kick in of like, oh, I got this.
No, the voice says calibrating. So it would, okay. it until, because it's not until the second time that Jaime activates it that he starts chatting to it.
Yeah. Okay. I maybe think its name was Calibrator.
Calibrating. Take me home.
Calibrating. On. Calibrating. Go.
Because it's not.
Calibrator. Go now. Go, go, gadget. Wing.
I'm driving by in a boat. I'm like, there's a crazy man. I'm
there's a go. Naked man with 10,000 fish over there talking to himself.
I am picking him up.
Go, go, gadget. Hide my cock.
Captain, I'll tell you what. You are the most negligent captain I've ever sailed.
Hey, he can go fuck himself, and I hope he dies with those 10,000 fish.
That man is the devil. Of some kind. I don't know how a completely nude man managed to get that many fish. I am not involving myself.
Just smash cut to me at night time, little fire that I've kind of crappily made, eating a raw fish. Calibrator!
I know people say you have a moral imperative to save somebody in danger. I disagree.
Yeah, I don't.
Not me.
Yeah. Calibrator, car!
That man is the devil.
Fly.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, might be my devil, but he's definitely a devil.
Calibrator swim.
I remember, Dusha, in a previous episode, I don't know if it was of plumbing, but you said that when astronauts go to space, they
get all fucked up.
Get all fucked up. Mm. Would that happen to you, do you think? When you go to space,
everyone. Sorry, just to lay this on the table. Yeah. So I made the claim. I was like, "Isn't there a, like phenomenon when astronauts go to space? They come back to Earth and they're really depressed.
They think that everybody's ants and scum." I think somebody that.
I think I was like, they see like they kind of see the big picture and realize that like it's all kind of worthless. and then I would have said like ants and scum.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, "No, what's the opposite?"
Yeah.
And then William Shatner went to space, and exactly what I said happened to him.
Yeah.
Would that happen to me if I wasn't? No, not in the situation the Blue Beetle goes to space.
Yeah.
But if
you're
I went to like Iron Man space, yes.
Yeah, that's fair. Wait, what's the difference?
Iron Man goes more in space.
Yeah, he goes in the portal.
Fair enough.
I guess Blue Beetle just sees Earth.
Blue Beetle literally goes whoop, like up and then just straight back down.
Yeah, again. That's true.
So he
sees
a glimpse of space, like, oh yeah, that's the Earth.
He sees like the curvature of the Earth. Yeah.
What?
Well, fake.
I thought it was flat.
What the fuck?
Gotham University taught him wrong.
They're more worried about the Batman.
Yeah,
fair.
They can't be bothered teaching you anything good.
Today on... Where is he coming? Today with... Earth is a... Like, if you get a ruler...
Come on, teach! The bat ain't out tonight!
I ain't even believing the bat. Educate me.
Yeah.
So if we get... So you know Horizon is like...
Oh, God! Oh, God! I knew it was coming!
Fuck!
It's the bat! What was that?
Oh, okay. Class dismissed.
Class dismissed.
Batman hates that teacher.
I hate the ruler.
Have you done any crimes, teacher?
No, he just fucking hates me. Maybe.
I don't know who he thinks. He might be confusing me with something. I'm going to lie down.
I think he thinks the Riddler's like an academic, but
I think I'm the Riddler. I'm fucking not. This guy's really brave that he keeps teaching. Yeah.
I believe
in your education.
So what was it about the horizon?
I don't know.
Straight line.
Earth's flat.
Well, I'm going to throw
up. Go on YouTube. Whatever you see first, that's true.
Another successful mission for me, Batman. Hold on, Robin. I've got to go beat the shit out of that university lecturer. All right, Batman. I think this is getting unhealthy.
It calms me.
Wailing on his stomach.
Robin.
Just a professor. Just there, puts his glasses on. All right, I'm just going to check the roster. Who is he?
Oh, my God. Oh, God!
Kapow! Let that be a lesson to you!
Lesson about what?
Why do you do this?
I think I'm bleeding.
Christ!
Just a lot of, like, boarded up bits of wall.
keeps doing this.
He's a fucking menace.
He's a lunatic.
Every time I see that goddamn light in the sky, oh, I freak out. I'm eating goddamn, like, I'm eating beans and toast at home. I'm like, he's coming. And he usually
you
is.
You see it in the sky, you quickly start scrolling, like, is Mr. Freeze doing some shit?
Please.
Mr. Freeze, the Riddler, Joker.
Poison Ivy, anyone, Catwoman.
It's nothing. He's coming for me.
Put the police scanner on. Yeah. All seems quiet in Gotham tonight.
Why's the light on?
Door opens. Fluff cape behind him. Oh, hey, man.
Your floodlight goes on.
Oh, no.
You know why I'm here.
No, I don't. I don't understand.
I'm a regular man. Your Batman punches do serious harm. Also, you clearly don't think I'm a criminal because you don't try and take me to Arkham. You just beat me up.
And then go.
Go to the freezer, grab like another ice pack.
Hold it right there, Alfred. On the back computer, you just find the professor. He's on a date. I don't know why you do this, Master Bruce.
Yeah, so what do you do for a living?
I don't know. The Earth's flat or whatever. Who are you looking for? Yeah, the Batman.
Are you a criminal?
You didn't see the bat signal tonight, did you?
No,
okay.
Why is the Batman after you?
Enjoy your dates.
I don't know why he does this.
What did you do?
I did nothing to him.
He's a Batman. He does something.
No, I did nothing. Alfred being like, this is the price. For a safe Gotham, Batman's just going to beat the shit out of this one guy. Otherwise, he won't do it.
Yeah.
I think I would get tricked by when the suit, the scarab is like, you can make anything.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
You're going to make one of those asses you can fuck, yeah?
I feel like that would sort of laser off my penis.
Can you make like one of them fleshlights that's always on me? One of them like, you know them sucky ones? Yeah, put that on now.
And something up my arsehole too.
Yeah!
The scarab gets out of my back. Yeah. This isn't the relationship
deep
I want
me.
With
deep
you.
Throat me. I want to be all filled up.
I can do anything. Every hole filled. the scarab's... They'll find
something. Like the moment you try and recreate tentacle porn real life.
Yeah, onto my human body.
The scarab's like, you know what? I don't need this.
I can find a better host, I think.
Yeah, I guess whenever Korg find me, they're going to just assume it's like a crime scene from Seven.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh!
Whoa!
Why is coming out of every hole?
I don't know if I want the scarab. It's one of the sins. Yeah.
It like, might have been all of them.
Can it make, like, money?
No, you've seen the movie.
Yeah, I know, but we've seen what it's capable of in the movie.
So what is it?
No one asks for money.
What
literally,
does it
a huge plot point of the film is that they need money.
Well, he doesn't think to ask it.
You think that if the Blue Beetle could just make money?
Maybe it can make they're swords.
They're losing their house.
Okay. Make a house.
I guess the projection would just disappear.
Oh, that's a projection?
Because they can make a sword.
So what is it? Okay, all right. So we eventually bonded. I'm finally off the island.
Yeah.
Okay, Beetle is like, or Scarab is like, okay, we can make anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, what do you mean?
Can make blue weapons.
Blue weapons. But sometimes real swords.
What do you mean real swords?
They make like swords made of metal.
Yeah.
Not like laser swords. They're like metal swords.
He's like, I can make weapons. I'm like, oh yeah. And I make like a baton.
Yeah.
What's in my hand?
A baton.
So it's like made of what?
Made of
blue
stuff?
Beetle. It's like
blue
where's,
beetle.
Where's
business?
It coming from?
Think about it like the nano suit in Iron.
Yeah. So a bit of my suit disappears.
No, like think of the later Iron Man suits where nothing
just manifests.
Nothing happens.
Nah, a bit of his suit disappears
in the Iron Man's.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because he's got to go from somewhere.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, pretend that isn't the case, but it still works the same.
Scarab, are we making matter out of nothing?
Are you taking it from my body?
Where's this coming
these
from?
These nanobots were in our back or something,
I
guess.
Do I have to eat more?
I don't think so. I think you got to eat the same.
Is he stealing my blood?
The back of the blue
Where's
beetle.
Where's my blood?
It is in you. The blue
Has
beetle.
He got my blood?
He would have to be sucking on your blood.
Yeah. That's probably what powers it.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Blood and muscles and guts and stuff. That's powering
also
the
say
blue
goodbye
beetle.
To sleeping on your back ever again.
Yeah, you got a lump there now, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, you're hunchback now.
Yeah.
Notre Dominant. Well.
Live in a bell tower.
Can I make a bet?
Fall in love with Esmeralda.
Ooh. Too bad.
Die.
Oh. She's fallen in love with
handsome McFrenchman.
Yeah, sucks.
Yeah, and you're an ugly fuck.
But in the end, you have the moral victory.
Yeah, because Esmeralda falls off a thing and dies, and then you climb into her grave with her.
Yes. I consider that the moral
victory. It is a moral victory for me.
You're happy. Not happy.
Yeah, you're alive, soon to be dead.
Yeah. You're buried alive.
Yeah.
Is that a moral victory?
No.
But it's with the person you love whom didn't love you.
Yeah.
That sucks. Well, I guess it does.
I don't know. I like this moral victory angle.
Could I make a bed?
Doesn't old die? Fall off a...
I don't remember.
Doesn't old man kill her?
Pushes
off a cart?
Yeah, it could be. Something to do with horses?
Trampled by a horse?
See,
maybe?
In my memory, Notre Dame's on fire, but I might be thinking of that time Notre Dame was on fire.
It is in fire
life.
In the Disney movie.
Maybe she almost dies in that, and I just assumed...
Well, she does in the book. In the story, she dies in the book.
I know she dies...
Yeah.
I was going to say in real life, which is what I consider books.
That's fair.
I know that about you.
Yeah, I know in the book she dies, and I know that the ending I just said is the ending, but I think the reason I thought she died in a fire is because she must almost die in a fire in a Disney film, and I just assumed in the book.
I think Frollo gets hanged at the end of that, maybe.
That's awesome. Metal.
Yeah, and in Tarzan, Clayton gets hanged.
That's also awesome.
There's still a lot of Disney bad guys, yeah.
Okay, could I make a bed?
I think so.
So,
if you can make a sword, it can make a bed.
So could I do something where I'm like, well, you could like little kickstands or whatever. Mm. So then no matter what I am, it feels like I'm always comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm making my suit comfortable.
That's awesome. Cozy beetle. Yeah. Anyway,
so yeah. So okay. So I make a baton. He makes me a baton. You were saying sometimes he makes a real sword. Sometimes he makes a laser sword. What did you mean?
So when Blue Beetle first fights Red Beetle, whatever. Yeah. The bad guy.
You say Red Beetle or Bread Beetle?
Red.
I said red. Okay. I like this. Wait the for me, though, because I think I'm going to become the Bread Beetle. anyway, when Blue Beetle first kills or defeats Red Beetle, the suit is like, let's eliminate him.
Yeah,
and it manifests two metal swords or like steel or whatever.
Okay.
And it's like, stab him. And the Blue Beetle's like, I ain't doing that.
I don't know how to stab a guy.
I'm not into it. And then later on in the final fight as well, makes two metal swords. So it can make stuff that's not Blue Beetle laser powered, but it just depends, I guess, on what you specifically want. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I want for nothing. I guess I want to save a house.
Well, yeah. Are you going to fight crime as the
Blue Beetle? No. Who's taking away the house?
The I don't know.
It's the like cost of living crisis.
Okay. But rent has gone up. Money to
the bank?
Yeah, I guess bank? The bank, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, cuz Cord Industries pretty much a poor neighborhood is about to get bought by a rich neighborhood.
It's about to get gentrified. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm then guessing. In the end the business corporations are awesome.
Yeah. There was only one bad lady in Cord, so everything's good now.
Baddie Susan Sarandon. Then but
she got suicide bombed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But now corporations are going to save the day, which is awesome. Well, says multi-million-dollar movie, Blue Beetle. Who knows better about corporations than a corporation?
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's why the police should police themselves. Exactly. I agree.
It makes sense to this guy.
I guess first thing I would be like, well, first of all, who responsible us not making rent on, like, who's demanding our money? Because I'm going to come up to them and be like, hey, you want our money, do you? Hey, I'm a Blue Beetle guy, and this is a big sword.
I'll kill you.
So...
Extortion?
No extortion, but like it'd be nice if you didn't want our money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Extortion.
Extortion.
Saying, right. Hey, I'm not here to kill you, but you should consider letting us not pay. Yeah.
This is a gun. I'd like some money.
Yeah.
I'm not robbing you.
I'm not robbing you.
I'm just hoping that you do the right thing.
I'm just saying I have a gun, and coincidentally, you've got your wallet.
Yeah.
That's all I'm pointing out.
I had a friend who accidentally robbed a man of his shoes in this this situation.
Was he holding?
Wait. And his money. So
what?
Because he was very drunk.
Okay.
He was in like suburb somewhere like out there. And he went, and it was one of his birthdays, I think. And he was pretty drunk and he was walking by. It was like an ATM. And he was like, I need some money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so standing behind a guy who's getting his money out.
Yeah.
And he was like a little bit tipsy. He looked, not tipsy, quite drunk.
Hammond, yeah.
Looked at guy's shoes and he was like, hey, I really like your shoes. The guy was in like middle of the night.
Yeah.
The guy was like, we're freaking out right now.
Fair enough.
And the guy, my friend, he's a big guy.
Okay.
And he takes one look at him. He's like, do you want the shoes? And he's like,
I wouldn't say no to the shoes. They look good.
Three shoes, that's awesome.
So the guy went, okay. Gave him his shoes. And then my friend was like, you know, it's my birthday. And so then the guy was like, happy birthday. And gave him some money.
That's
then my
awesome.
Mate went, oh, sick. Thanks, bro. Then off he went.
That's the best.
Woke up, but he's like, I have more money in my pocket.
And more shoes.
And more shoes that I left with.
Could he wear the shoes? Did they fit him?
Yeah.
Did he just keep the shoes?
That's awesome, you got free shoes.
That's the best thing in the world. He did do that.
Yeah.
I'm not robbing you, but your shoes are nice.
Yeah, I'm big.
He didn't even say, I'm not robbing you.
No.
He's just like, I like your shoes.
He was generally not trying to rob that
man.
That's
so it was funny.
It was very, very good.
Imagine if
he
went to jail for that. And he was like, I didn't actually do anything.
Well, I just said he had nice shoes.
Said he had nice shoes and it was my birthday.
He gave me shoes and then he gave me a birthday present.
This guy rocks. I would never rob him.
It's
he's
not my
way
fault
too
this
nice.
Guy's dumb as fuck.
He's my best friend now.
This guy's my best friend and he just takes out more money.
Hey, okay. Oh,
thanks so much, man.
Damn, thanks, buddy.
I love that. Yeah, that's amazing. Because
he's my best friend. You'd never hurt your best friend, right?
Of course, right? I never would. Here's $50. This guy loves giving me money.
This guy
which
rules.
Which is good, because I love getting money.
Yeah,
that's awesome,
I think I'd
dude.
Go, yeah, whoever is causing me the most grief and my family the most grief, now that I have a sweet super suit that is, I feel I'm invincible.
Oh, yeah, more or less.
It's iffy. Again, similar to Iron Man. If it takes enough hits, it kind of like
Who's
starts
who's
breaking.
Hitting me?
Well, so if you're living in the world of the Blue Beetle, Korgd, they want the suit back.
Okay, they coming for me?
Yeah.
Ah, God damn
and
it.
And your loved ones.
So I'm there at the bank being like, we should seem strange if some banks
got laser
some,
vision whatever.
Yeah, yeah, those Korg. Are nice kneecaps, bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, suck some happen to them.
Then Korg arrives and starts shooting you with a helicopter.
Ah. So bullets are fine. The suit is bulletproof, but like, for some reason, big punches or like hits of a sword.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm getting shot, being like, ow.
Yeah. And then
you mostly just be standing there being like,
this didn't hurt. This didn't hurt at all.
Or whatever.
What the hell's going on?
Blue Beetle gets shot a lot in the movie with regular bullets and doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Because now I'm like, they can't touch me.
They send in the Red Beetle.
Who are you?
He's just some guy whose family died in the war.
Yeah.
Why he's got robot parts.
Why does he want to fight me?
Well, because he's going to get your beetle powers down the track.
Which will make him, because you find out in the last 5 to 10 minutes of the film, that right before he blows himself up, that his family and him were victims of war crimes.
Yeah.
And he lost his arm, his leg. That's maybe sad.
A bit of his face or something.
Oh, yeah.
I feel sad for
yeah.
him.
Yeah. And he wants your Blue Beetle powers, and Susan Sarandon's going to get your Blue Beetle powers.
I've already bonded with him.
Well,
I?
They have a whole device. There's a contraption.
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, though, because it does bond with your brain,
yeah.
the only way for the contraption to work is that we have to kill you.
Yeah. Well,
that's it. Okay. I think we're at an impasse.
I would like to be alive.
Why do you want him to have the Blue Beetle when I'm right here?
Because he's the perfect soldier.
But because he got blown up.
Well, no,
he
wouldn't have been. He was a child when he got blown up.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think
no, he wasn't.
Well, okay. Why is he a perfect soldier? See, I have yet to be blown up.
That is true. He raises a good point.
Tell me, Miss Batty Susan Sarandon. I see you're like, hey, I'm already bonded.
Well, I mean, the thing is, Susan Sarandon. Well, here's a trick.
They want
the Blue Beetle code so that they can make an army of soldier robots.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but if you don't know that, so if you're like, I'll do it, then she might just take you and kill you and take the code.
But then how's she killing me?
She puts you in a device.
Well, I'm not getting in the device because it's already
bonded
with me.
Well, she knocks you out first somehow.
How's she knocking me out? I got the Beetle power.
Doesn't he just gets knocked out by Red Beetle?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So,
because your suit gets really damaged and your face isn't protected anymore, and Red Beetle
could donk in your head.
Okay.
Then you're in the device.
Oh, this sucks.
But then there's like a tube in your back going into Red Beetle. But then you're in your mind palace, and your dead father is like, brother, you gotta be the Blue Beetle.
When did you die?
Just a bit ago. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, not that long ago. It's when Cord attacked our house.
Yeah. Oh, remember that?
No.
Yeah.
You were
at
the bank.
Remember at the start of the movie how part of the reason we're poor is because I had a heart attack and can't work. Well, yeah, I've had a second heart attack and it killed me.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
But yeah, we did the Superman origin in this movie, but not in the Superman
origin. I kneecapped the bank, you prayer.
I guess. Yeah. Anyway, you gotta really fuse with the Blue Beetle if you want to fight the Red Beetle.
I feel like I've already fused.
Okay.
You gotta like really fuse. Gotta just, vibe
well,
out.
But I guess Amit never resisted the Blue Beetle.
Like,
that's true.
Like was there a resisting thing? Like, because I don't think I'm very
You're in it to win it then.
Yeah, like I'm very gullible.
Yeah.
Well, immediately Jaime's like, I gotta go see Cord because I hate this. I need to get rid of it.
Oh, it didn't happen.
Yeah. I think the moment I realized that my family were in danger, I might just like cuddle ties with everyone I know.
That sucks, they're in danger, but I'm not going to talk to them ever again, so I won't even know if they die.
I'll go
in
up
my
to Cord
head,
and I'll
be alive.
I'll go up to Cord and I'll be like, I no longer care about them. Killing them would mean nothing to me. The greatest gambit anyone's ever pulled.
They'll be like, okay.
You shoot them in the head, I won't care.
Yeah.
And then we're going to try that.
You upset? Nope. I feel fine.
It's good for me, maybe. Okay, it seems a lot of like, don't resist the Blue Beetle, but then become the Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so with the powers of Blue Beetle, of making gun and making any weapon, being protected always, that's it?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I just make my life, I don't have my car anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
You're
nice.
Lucky because you don't have it
anymore. I know, So what would I do?
Maybe I become like a daredevil kind of guy. Not like the superhero, like as in...
You don't want to become a lawyer by day and a crime fighter by night?
Fight ninjas?
Myself, step one.
you want to fight some ninjas?
No, I'll be like, hey, I'll go to Red Bull. And I'll be like, Red Bull, I can just fall off stuff and ride motorbikes and I will never die.
Yeah.
So like, I'll do that for you.
Get sponsored by Red Bull.
Yeah.
Maybe,
Well, if you're a superhero...
Yeah, sponsorship's a big time on the
cards. What sponsorship would you pick? If you're a superhero, you're a Blue Beetle.
Okay.
Say, what sponsorship? Who do you want plastered all over you?
BP.
Great choice.
Suncorp.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you know what? This guy can go fuck off, I think.
Another oil spill happens and it comes out on your head. What are you saying, Blue Beetle? Blue Beetle?
Yeah. I think that, unfortunately, things like this happen.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
This is just nature, I guess.
Yeah.
Just nature.
Couldn't be stopped.
Yeah. Too bad.
What if I just, maybe I just get sponsored by oil spills.
Not even just a particular.
Is he advertising oil spills?
Wonka. Like Wonka chocolate brand.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Nice. Good choice. Yeah. Would you.
Nudes.
Yeah, nudes rope.
Yeah. Nudes rope. That's one of them. A Wonka bar.
Is there something called a Wonkalicious, possibly?
Cadbury's, maybe?
Yeah.
Cadbury's, and then they give me a gorilla suit.
Oh, that's true. A Cadbury?
To play the drums?
Yeah. Mm. Blue Beetle, make me drums. Blue Beetle, make me drumsticks.
Whoa!
Cadbury, one of the least ethical chocolate companies in the world. I mean, Douche is doing oil spills. So
Daryl Lee. Go Daryl Lee.
Yes, come on. Yeah. I'm going to go oak milk.
Wait, man. Aren't Daryl Lee okay now? They used to hate orangutans, but now I think they love orangutans.
That's good. They need Daryl Lee then.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good choice.
Or maybe they always... Actually, you know what? They've always loved...
Anti-palm oil?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm boldly making that claim, but I know that they are one of the only chocolate brands in Australia at the moment that's like, hey...
we don't love need palm
the,
oil.
We love the Tangs.
What's the Birdie Beetle?
Birdie Beetle?
I'll get him on board.
That's come awesome.
On. You have a lot of sponsorships by little-known chocolates.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Hey, look, I know I've knocked back Daryl Lee. I've knocked back Cadbury, and I've even knocked back Wonka himself.
Mm-hmm.
I was confused. I don't think Wonka is a guy. I think it's just a...
It's just
way,
a company, yeah.
You are Birdie Beetle. As you can see, I am but a simple beetle.
That's true. That's...
While you're making that speech, I'm the side being like, I said yes to BP. I said yes to Shell. I said yes to oil spill. I said, show me the money, and they did.
Nice.
Can
nice.
You give me, like, so when you're advertising an oil spill,
yeah.
What does that look like?
So I wait for an oil spill to happen.
Okay.
Okay. Oil spill has happened.
And then I'm like... It's okay.
I'm like, this is a penguin. It's covered in oil.
That's fine. A little known fact about...
It doesn't look fine.
It looks real sick.
It just needs
Wrong.
To get into...
It's okay.
Yeah. Sick animals just need to swim in like a different bit of the sea for a bit and they'll be okay.
Okay, I'm going to dunk it in some like clean sea.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
The oil stuck to it.
Yeah.
Fly away.
Big oil spill being like, I don't know if we picked the best sponsor for oil spills.
Big oil spills. I hate big oil spills.
Big oil spills. Try to keep the little oil spills down. Mom and pop oil spills can't destroy the ocean anymore because the big corporation oil spills take all the jobs.
I hate oil spills. Bring back when that boat blocked the river the old-fashioned way by getting stuck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's crazy that real thing happened.
It is awesome. It's the best.
Yeah.
You know what it was? You know?
Everything was just fucked up for like 6 weeks when it came to... Like shipping goods because a boat got stuck. Yeah.
People were going around the Horn of Africa, which they hadn't done since like the 16th century. That's cool as hell.
It's because great. A boat was too big for little hole.
Yeah. It's no matter how badly I've parked in the past, I've never fucked up something that bad. I got a couple of cars behind me honking because they're like, I don't care, you got to power up. I'm busy. And I'm like, in a minute.
Not as bad as not the as Panama as Canal freaking stuck boat.
Suarez?
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah, yeah.
Suarez. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna look that up later today. I'm gonna have the time of my life. Like, that boat got so stuck.
I guess with the power of Blue Beetle,
I could
do
stick
it again.
I could put a bigger boat in there.
Yeah, you're a bit of a menace. I like that. Can you make the Blue Beetle suit be inside you? Not in a sex way.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, can I look normal, but the Blue Beetle stuff's like in my guts to make me strong?
No, you've seen the movie.
Well, yeah.
And no, because then you're flat. You'd be like RoboCop, except that when you turned your suit off, your skin still wouldn't be there, and you'd die instantly.
Because if you turned your suit off, it'd be like a thin layer between, say, your muscles and your skin.
What I was basically thinking is I was like, well, I'd like a milk sponsorship, and then I could say that drinking milk made my bones strong, and people could hit me with bats or whatever, and
why
I could
don't
say
you just
milk
say that,
did that
and wear the suit anyway.
Because then everyone can tell, they're like, oh, it's a suit. He's wearing the suit. It's not really the milk that's doing it.
Milk made my suit strong.
Yeah.
Milk made my suit strong. This suit is made
milk
from
made
calcium.
My suit, it would make your car strong too. Milk makes machines strong. Yeah. That I pour it on a PlayStation 5. Look at the graphics.
Look at it grow. You can take a bat to that, I think.
Milk's great.
Fill your car with milk.
I've really taken the milk sponsorship and just run away with it. Pure milk or whatever, being like, this maybe was not the guy for us, I think.
Milk, it'll save your life.
Yeah. Drink milk and hit by a train. You'll be okay.
Yeah, milk. It'll stop a bullet. Glug, glug, glug. Yeah, see, here's a gun. Fire at me, little kid. Glug, glug, glug. Rap, rap, rap. See, nothing. All to the power of milk. So drink your milk.
Try it at home.
Every one of these 12 children has been given a standard issue handgun. I've drunken 2 gallons of milk. The kids are going to shoot me, and the milk has made me strong. Mm. But I'm kind of doubled over because I'm full of milk.
Yeah. Oh, drink.
Oh, kids, actually, hang on. Stop. I'm really full of milk, kids. Stop shooting me.
Just the suit, like, it's like close-knit to your body with your belly, just like, distended from all the milk you've
I've
drunk.
Had 2 gallons of milk, well beyond this recommended amount. I feel like shit.
I'm going to be body later.
Now, these kids are going to shoot me with handguns. And this is all due to the power of milk, I think.
Don't drink this much milk.
What's your ideal amount of milk?
Well, no, isn't it like 2 gallons will make you throw up?
I don't know.
Like, there's an amount.
I've never had to look up how much milk I've consumed in a day.
Wasn't there
dude?
A thing? Maybe I'm making this up.
Yeah.
But in like maybe 2019, yeah. There was something called the milk challenge.
This is way earlier than that. Where the dyed milk and then people spewing it back up.
The one I was like, drink.
Why do I do this? I fall for this trap every time. You give me a little bit, and I'm like, that sounds familiar as it is. And then you look at me like I've invented a new language.
It was something like.
You might as well be like, yes. Hey, Zamet, is my good friend Dusha okay? He just responded to something I put out there, and then I just don't know what's going on. I think he's sick. What the hell is happening?
He answered my question in a way that I was not expecting.
He didn't just say no. He said, oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Was it this?
Yeah. He gave me an example, like a real old example.
I only Call had a finite doctor. Amount of information. Any more was not going to help.
Well, I'm excited. I've already got the cat team on the.
He needs help from us.
I'm excited to hear the second part of whatever you're about to say and me to be like, yes, that is what I was talking about.
The challenge was, it was like maybe it was either a challenge or like a trick. And it was like you challenged your friends to drink. There was like a certain amount of milk you can drink where you're okay. And if you drink any more, you'll throw up. And so you would say, hey, drink, say, 3 liters of milk to your friends as a challenge.
Yep.
Then they would drink it and throw it up. I don't know if it was dyed or not, though. That I don't remember.
That's not what I was thinking of, but the one I was thinking of was an actual challenge.
Yeah, okay.
And it always resulted in spew. And there's an awesome video of one of them on YouTube where a guy is listening to Numb by Linkin Park and then just throws up so much milk.
I do like that. Was it a challenge or a trick? You know, oh, I can drink 1 gallon of milk. I'll challenge you.
Hey,
you
want
to
see
three
a trick?
Gallons of milk.
Give me 3 gallons of milk and I'll show you it disappear and then reappear.
I'll drink 1 gallon, you drink 2.
There's an amount of
trick.
Milk you can have.
That sounds insane.
There's like a limit.
Like a hard number?
Yeah.
That's
a hard number. You can every single person on earth has a hard number
you know
for
that,
the amount of milk.
Yeah, you know that little number in your body where your body is just like, what's that?
Well, that was 1 liter.
Well,
that was 2 liters. Ooh. If we have another 500 mils, we've hit the number.
We've reached our milk maximum.
It's 50 mils. We're good. Oh, that extra 100 mils. Oh, another 30 mils. Oh, we're getting close.
Yes.
One extra milliliter.
Boom.
It's like you can like drink a liter of milk.
Yeah.
But you can't drink any more
than
that. You
can't drink 1.1 liters of milk.
I think so.
You can definitely drink more than 1 liter of milk.
In one go?
Yeah. What? That
is it
also...
milk or liquid?
Milk.
And what do you mean in one go?
Like you got a liter of milk.
Yeah.
Unscrew the top.
Yeah.
Go.
And you're saying you're... So
you can do 1 liter. Yeah. Put that down. You open another one.
This is the moment. You get an extra little threshold. You know, the body has a very hard limit. It's not like, roughly between.
You have a milk limit. If you go beyond the milk limit, you're fucked.
Okay.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah. You ever hit that milk limit, buddy?
No, I haven't. But but as Blue Beetle, I think I would no longer have a milk limit. I could drink as much milk as I like.
No, because what would happen is.
But you're still human.
What happened is you would hit you'd hit the limit and then the mouth hole would just close up. The suit would be protecting you.
Oh, yeah.
No!
You've hit the hard limit of milk.
You can't go beyond the milk limit.
Okay, so I guess you're using the powers of Blue Beetle to consume more milk than you feasibly could.
Well,
and then
part
claiming
of the
you're strong because... It's funny that we've all decided we're getting sponsored.
Yeah.
Me by oil spills, which I'm not sure why.
Yeah. So what am I doing to get sponsored? You know what I mean? Like, why are
you going to send an email?
Yeah, but like, why would the, what makes me so special that they're like, yeah, I'm going to sponsor you?
Well, I guess you actually, there's a step we're all missing where we become a public figure of some kind.
Yeah.
We fight crime or we help construction or, you know, stop disasters.
Which
or something.
Interestingly doesn't happen until the end of Blue Beetle.
Yes, so that's true.
If I send my, I'm all in because I didn't realize I could struggle against Blue Beetle. I'm all in. And he's like, if you want, you can just take, I'll take over.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, done. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, but you've got to say some things. So I can be like, how vague can I be?
What do you mean?
Help people.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I think you could do that. I think you could get away with being like, just help people.
Just help people.
You have a fucking nap or whatever.
Yeah.
The Blue Beetle goes out and saves the day.
I think you have to be conscious for it to work, though.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll just backseat watch.
Put a podcast on.
Yeah.
Put on this podcast.
Yeah. Wow.
I guess I got to treat it like a computer, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, help people. And then he goes out helping people. Then if he like starts helping someone that I'm like, say he starts helping large corporations with their oil spilling.
Yeah,
I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Hold up. We got to teach
stop cutting a hole in the side of that boat.
We got to teach about morality here. Let's just don't help these people. In fact, stop these people.
That's right. Well, you can slowly kind of work out.
So you're going to treat your own body.
Yeah.
So basically what you've done is you've become Omnicorp. Your brain is Omnicorp, but your body is Robocop.
Yeah. That's crazy. I can't stop imagining you saving my life, and as you're carrying me out, I hear a podcast happening. I don't know.
Or you say thank you, and then the response is, sorry, what?
Hey, sorry, I got lo-fi beats to chill and study to. What were you saying?
I was just saying thank you for
saving. Oh, you're welcome, man. You're welcome. Welcome.
Anyway, put the music back on. Bye.
You don't seem like you've been doing a lot of it with your eyes shut.
I think if a superhero saves me and they're listening to music, I don't care.
Yeah. I guess what if it's a music and a vacant expression?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not. That would sort of make
it would feel like I'm.
Am I bopping along?
Saving my life was the equivalent of them doing the dishes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which I guess I don't feel so bad about.
I think I'm just stoked I'm alive.
Yeah, that's true. Save from a burning building or whatever.
I think like if I see a superhero and their expression's vacant, I'm like, they're not remembering this. Yeah. I mean nothing to them, but I'm grateful I'm
you're
not
alive.
Dead.
What about, okay.
Unless it's like, I don't know, unless it's a different circumstance, and I'm like, damn it!
This is my one chance.
Yeah.
I was going to make an impression. I love the Blue Beetle so much.
What if they've got a visor? I know this is not how Blue Beetle works, but they've got a visor, like Iron Man style, but you can kind of half see what they're looking at, and it's like a Family Guy funny moments compilation. And they're clearly watching that while they're saving you and really not paying attention to you at all.
Oh, sweet. I think I could do this?
I don't know.
Blue Beetle. I'm like, all right, yeah, look, you help people.
I'm going to watch Family Guy
can
best
you
moments.
You put on like a little vibe, like we'll get some Google Glass.
Oh, yeah, you could
thing,
actually,
Google. And I'm like, oh, yeah, YouTube search Family Guy best funny moments.
Yeah, what's Peter up to?
Yeah, Peter Griffin top 50 one-liners.
Yeah, how would you feel getting saved by that? Yeah. You can see he was watching Family Guy funny moments.
I honestly don't think that would phase me. Yeah, I think that like the only differences would be if someone was like, so say like, I guess I can imagine someone like Captain America saving me and then being like,
are you okay, citizen?
Yeah. Even spending a bit more time than that with me being like, hey, what was your name? Mm. Hope you're okay.
Yeah.
You know, like more than just one superhero sentence. But then one step down from that, like the, are you okay, citizen, to watching Family Guy in their suit and saving me.
Yeah.
I think that entire range of experience is the same.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I get that.
So I guess
if they make it personable, I'm like, wow, I'm special. Mm. Anything less than that, I'm like, I will not be remembered by them, and that's fine. I'm just stoked to be alive. I hope those Family Guy clips were awesome.
I think the least
the least
personal one is Spider-Man who whips you just like away onto a wall or whatever to get you out of the way of like a burning
I would be
building.
Worried if that happened. I'd be like, did he think I was a goon?
Is this going to dissolve?
Funny to get caught up in, like, you know, Spider-Man hangs the goons from a light pole and you're there too.
I'm not one of these guys. I've never met these guys.
Hey, Mr. Spider-Man, sir.
I'll kill you, Spider-Man.
I'm not with these guys. Spider-Man,
before you go, I was just here.
Well, I can't let you down because then I'd have to let the goons down.
But I
explain it to the police.
Now he's left.
You the goons. Fuck.
I'm not.
Now he's like left with the goon, and there's like, if you talk to the cops,
yeah.
When we get down,
I don't know what crime you did. I was
walking by.
I was walking my dog.
Where's my fucking dog?
Oh, it is. You see it just stuck to a train, and you're like, ah!
Sucks out of a train, the train takes off. Fuck.
My
Did you see what
be...
train that was?
Do these dissolve eventually?
My dog's going to be having an awesome time, and I have lost that dog.
Calling up the like New York Metro. Hey, have you found a dog on the side of one of your trains?
He was webbed by Spider-Man.
It's like a little fluffy dog.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
He would have been going really fast. Yeah. I'm really concerned for him.
Yeah. His response to Crumpet.
Yeah, do you call Crumpet?
If you call Crumpet, he'll come.
Just like the big, you know, where they have all of the trains in like the depot. Crumpet, you just hear a bark distantly. Yeah, we got your dog. Okay, when I get down from here, I'll come get it.
Ooh, that's
your
good.
Dog is like fluffy, but all the fur is just flung back. You're right, Crumpet. Just like looking with huge eyes. Okay.
Yeah, you had a big day, buddy.
Yeah, me too. You were the fastest the dog's ever been.
I was upside down for 6 hours.
I have such a headache.
Yeah.
A lot of blood in
time
my
Time to go
head.
Home, Crumpet. Time to go home and look at a house outside of New York City.
Bloodshot eyes, red, fucking pimple head. Your dog with the hair all over.
Thanks for keeping the city safe, Spider-Man.
Okay, Google. How much is rent where Spider-Man can't go?
My dog on a
I have such a headache.
You couldn't do anything about it too, because if you were like, "Hey, Spider-Man, you put my dog in a train," he's like, "It was that your dog was gonna die. Like, what do you want from
yeah.
me?" Yeah, I guess, but
thank you would be nice.
Look how fucked up my dog is.
Spider-Man fucked up my dog, and I had to say thank you.
Yeah.
Feels awful.
This sucks.
That's what my Blue Beetle's just leaning into oil spills.
Yeah, okay.
No gray area there. Everyone's just like, yeah.
All right.
That's okay. He loves oil spills.
Oil spills, checking out. Fucking up sponsorships, huh, man? What are you doing?
Milk.
Yeah.
Oil spills, milk, checking out.
Yeah.
Easy. It all makes sense.
That's the best way to use the Blue Beetle powers, I think.
So. And. On that note, this is also the best way to end the podcast. I've been Jill.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Jill.
And this has been another episode of Plumbing the Death Star. A good one, I reckon.
Yeah.
Remember when I cheered at the start of the episode? I was right.
You were right. It was a winner.
And this episode sponsored, of course, by Blue Beetle, the movie that everyone loves to watch multiple times.
Available now on Max.
Yeah. So check it out.
So yeah, make sure you search for Max. That's M-A-X. Very obvious.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. No, don't search for HBO. That
will
be
get you nothing.
Stupid.
Make sure you tell David Zaslav that Plumbing the Death Star sent you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.